when you walk into the ring with the number one heavyweight of the world, you'll be ready, won't you? Why? Because I waited for 50 years to make you ready. You'll be able to spit nails, kid. Like the guy says, you're gonna eat lightning and you're gonna crap thunder. You're gonna become a very dangerous person.
Our show's name pays tribute to the Boer Trekkers of South Africa, who in 1838 soundly defeated 30,000 Zulus on the bank of the Nkomo River, thereafter called Blood River, from the water turning red with the blood of the slain. Miraculously, no Boer Trekker died and only three were wounded. Now, your friend, Eddie Miller, will be your ambassador for tonight's show.
Well, good morning, good afternoon, good evening to all you dear, precious Blood River Radio family out there. Thank you so much for tuning in tonight. Actually, since the summertime, we're on daylight saving time. It's broad daylight outside. I'm so used to saying night, but it's not. It's a broad daylight outside. But you know what? You're listening to Blood River Radio. That's right, Blood River Radio. We are the only broadcast in the United States that I know of that we're solely dedicated to fighting against the global white genocide program, the program of global white genocide that's been around really probably, if you technically, since the Garden of Eden, since God told Satan, hey, he, the coming one, will crush your head, you will bruise his heel. It's been going on since that long, but really it picked up speed modern times from the Lincoln's War against the South, and it's each decade it gets turned up a notch. But that's what we're here for. And by the way, this is our last broadcast in the year of March. And what year is it? It is March the 25th in the year of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ Almighty 2023. There's no name under the sun which man can be saved other than Jesus Christ Almighty. And people, you know, this is a Christian show. I guess I'm saying it's kind of mechanical, kind of like a robot when I do that. But this is pretty much what we do. You also know we always say a prayer because this is a Christian radio show. Tonight, I'm going to read one of my favorite psalms. It's probably everybody. I know everybody will know this psalm. So we won't say such as long a prayer as usual, but if you will, people, I'm going to read this, and I'm in the King James Bible. I consider the King James the gold standard. The McGivney Bible really preceded the King James, and it was maybe in some ways better, but I like the King James. Anyway, this is the 23rd Psalm, and I think it's really applicable today. It's called "The Lord is My Shepherd." It's a Psalm of David. Here it goes, folks. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me into the paths of righteousness for his name's sakes. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil, for thou art with me. Thy rod and thy staff comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil. My cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Grace be to God. And also, people, if you will, bow your head. I'm going to say a quick little prayer to go along with that. Almighty Father God, the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, the God of Eddie Miller, the God of Blood River Radio, the God of Liberty News Radio. Lord, if you will, please look down upon our people and continue to protect us as you have, Lord. Guide us. Grant us your grace, Lord. Please, if you will, always, this is always in our prayer, dear Lord, please give us the wisdom. Never take wisdom away from us that gives us the knowledge of who our enemy is. And Lord, always give us the courage, because all good things come from you, Lord. Wisdom and courage are good things. Give us the courage to always go to the sound of the gunfire. Rhetorically speaking, let us always face the enemy head on, no matter what it is. If it's physical, mental, spiritual, with brass knuckles, with rifles, bayonets, whatever it is, Lord, Let us always face that danger, Lord, and never back down. And Lord, let us always, anything we do, Lord, any accomplishments we make here, Lord, please let it be honorable, and let all grace and all honor go to you, Lord. I ask all this in Jesus' name, amen. Tonight, people, I'm dedicating this broadcast show to a very special person. And his name is Sam Bushman. I kind of did this on the spur of the moment. We've only dedicated this program, I'd say, less than a dozen times, and we're coming up on 5 years. But I got to thinking about this, and I truly believe it in my heart. I've known Sam for a long time, and me and Sam have had some drag-out battles, whatever you call it. But we've always respected each other. I know Sam loves me, and I know he respects me, and I feel the same to him about him. But here's the big thing. Sam is probably the only syndicator in the United States and Canada, maybe in the whole world, that would let Blood River Radio come on and spit the fire that we spit in the brimstone. I don't know of another broadcast, and I listen to them all, that gets as hot as we do. Because we talk about, what separates us is we talk about physical solutions. And you know what I'm talking about, people. Sam has never, ever once tried to reel us in. He's always stood against us, stood with us. And, you know, I won't go into the FBI thing, but listen, Sam has been, I won't mention what he's been up to, what's happened to me, but I happen to know that Sam Bushman has stared the beast down. He's had trouble with the beast himself in the past. And he basically, in a nice way, because he's a nice guy, told him to kiss his ass. That's what he told him. And he doesn't give a damn. And Sam, that's the kind of Sam. And me and Sam don't see eye to eye. We're not in exactly the same church, same religion, basically, you know, technically speaking. But we do respect each other as men. He's a God-fearing man, and he's got the guts of a lion. And that's just he lets us broadcast. So this broadcast is dedicated to you, Sam, my brother. God bless you, and may our partnership go many, many years. People, with that done, I also have to read. You know, we always talk about and honor our donors. Well, Mr. Dennis and Miss Pam Adams of Virginia, they sent in a nice donation this week and a nice card. It's pretty much the point. It says, "Hey, Eddie, accept this check for our first quarter support. Dennis is always excited to listen to you on Saturday evening." Well, people, that's pretty much it. I had this huge outline, and I don't know how to do it, but I'll do it all the time. I'm within like a 5 foot square here, and I've lost that outline, but I'll do the best I can. We have my little sister, Monica Schaefer, in the wings. Okay, that's what it's going to be. Me and my baby sister, Monica, we're going to be doing the first hour. We're going to be handling ourselves. We'll probably spill over into the first segment of the second hour. Second hour is going to be big sister Nancy Hitt and my brother, Gene the Bitter Ender Andrews. They're going to be coming on, and we're going to be finishing up our Confederate/White History Month. And matter of fact, I have a little degree. We can have a copied and put it in frames. We can send out degrees to people. Of course, if you will send your essay in, I'll let Nancy tell more about that in the second hour, because there are some stipulations to getting your degree. We just don't give them out like toilet paper, you know, like they do in the public school system. But anyway, before I go into my rant or whatever you want to call it, I'm going to bring little sister Monica Schaefer in. How are you doing tonight, little sister?
Very well, thank you.
Why don't you give the people a brief before I start? Without my outline, I'm going to do a light dropping of napalm. But before we do that, why don't you tell the people what we're going to be doing tonight, Sister Monica?
Well, you had mentioned that you wanted me to talk about this thing called ritual defamation. And sometimes I wonder, okay, am I talking about this because I want to, tell my story? No, the reason we have to talk about it was brought home to me again yesterday when an article that came across my desk in my inbox, because I receive many, many articles from various people who send me stuff. And this was about a fellow in Austria, Clemens Arve, who just could not bear it anymore because he had been smeared and slandered and called anti-Semitic, and all these labels were put on him, and he was just struggling so hard with that, and he withstood it for quite a long time, but then apparently committed suicide. That's what is said about it anyway, and I do believe in this case that that's actually what happened. So that's one thing I want to talk about. There are some crazy things. In Germany, there's a woman in jail now for not having worn a mask in October 2020 in Berlin, and she was caught 2 days after some regulations were put in place. It was outdoors. Some markets and streets you weren't allowed to, or sorry, you had to wear a mask, and others not. Nobody really studied the regulations that hard, but somehow she now is going to jail. Like, there's crazy things going on like that. What else can we talk about? Maybe we could talk about this news about what they say in the mainstream about the children that are being basically kidnapped from the Ukraine and adopted by Russian families, which, I don't know, it reminds me of some of the children who were sent abroad in World War II. And I think I hear the music. And I think we could just touch upon that, as in what the mainstream is telling us about it is distorted. So,
we're looking forward to hearing it myself. Be right back, folks.
Hello, friends. This is Jacob from Blood River Radio. We call the kings into account and tell the truth to shame the devil on this show every week because we are of the firm conviction that our cause cannot succeed without true revival amongst the remnant, amongst that principled minority of the dispossessed majority. Now is the time to stand and be counted, to do like Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, who would not bow down to the false idols of their day, even under pain of death. Like the 300 mighty men of valor who surrounded the Midianites with Gideon, or the 7,000 men that God told the prophet Elijah had not bowed their knees to Baal in a time when even calling fire down from heaven would not awaken our kinsmen from their slumber. If you are encouraged by our labors in the trenches for the kingdom and the cause of truth, liberty, and righteousness, I urge you to consider supporting this program. No donation is too small. We can do with thousands or even hundreds what our enemies and the powers and the principalities of this present darkness need tens of millions to do. So please donate today at BloodRiverRadio.com and help us take up the hedge and stand in the gap against the great evils of our time.
The spirit of the American West is alive and well in Range Magazine, the award-winning quarterly devoted to the issues of the American West. Each issue contains informative articles, breathtaking imagery, as well as the culture of cowboy spirit today, and gift ideas, like this year's Buckaroo calendar. Order online from rangemagazine.com. Loving Liberty Network salutes the spirit of the American West at rangemagazine.com.
This is a battle between truth and deceit, a battle between forces that would enslave this country in darkness and between a media that wants to present you with the truth.
We are being censored. America's news outlets no longer provide the truth. 90% of news outlets in the United States are controlled by 6 corporations. The mission of the Epoch Times is to chase the truth, to ground all statements in fact.
TheEpicTimes.com.
I'll tell you one thing that every good soldier knows. The only thing that counts in the end is power. Naked, merciless force!
Dear Blood River Radio family, hang on. I'm going to open up with a quick bombing run. Since yours truly, I'm a really klutz when it comes to hanging on stuff. I had a little outline, but here's what I'm going to take off with. You know, all week I listened to a lot of other radio programs. I listened to Alex Jones some. I listened to Rick Wiles. They have a great program in some ways, but they hate Southerners and they worship blacks. That's their weakness. But they're wise to the pretty wise to the Jew. But here's the thing: I'm going to take off right here. Some of the people have been that I've been hearing, including General Flynn. I'd love to get General Flynn on the show. All week long, we have been hearing about the CHICOMs. The CHICOMs. The CHICOMs have infiltrated our government. The CHICOMs have crashed the bank. The CHICOMs have been, you know, you name it, and the CHICOMs are to the blame. But here's how I'm going to answer that. The CHICOMs did not crash the bank that would crash, what, a week or two ago? No, it was the Jews. It was the same Jews. The Jews crashed that bank. It's not the CHICOMs that have like 70 dual citizenship in the Congress of the United States. We have 60 or 70 that we know of dual citizenships, Israelis, but not dual citizenship loyalties. These people, these dual citizenship Jews in our Congress, they have one single loyalty, and that's to Judaism and to Israel. It's not the CHICOMs that own the Federal Reserve Bank. It's a complete banking system in the United States. They rob the banking system of the United States. They completely control it. They print their own money. It's not the CHICOMs that are getting ready to steal, take what little money we have, the Federal Reserve notes that aren't worth a damn anyway, but at least we can buy stuff on the market without being tracked. It's not the CHICOMs that are getting ready to issue the Federal Reserve, central bank digital coins. It's the Jews. It's the Jews that owns the Federal Reserve. It's not the CHICOMs that completely control and dominate all the major cabinet positions in the United States, in the White House. It's not the CHICOMs that are fighting to keep our borders open, wide open, on the South and now in the North. It's not the CHICOMs that are keeping the borders totally manned with machine guns and barbed wire and mines in Israel. It's the Jew that's trying to crash this country by bringing thousands and thousands and tens of thousands and millions of non-whites into this country. It's the Jew that controls our currency system. It's the Jew that controls the universities, the media. They own all the pharmaceutical companies. They own the World Health Association. They control the Food and Drug Administration. They control the CDC. And all the farm, I mean, I could go on and on. It's not the stinking CHICOMs. And you know what? I'm going to say this one more thing. I just saw yesterday where the United States is so mad, so upset because Syrian and Iranian militiamen attacked some American soldiers and killed a contractor in Syria. We have a bank. The United States has a military base in Syria with Conoco, protecting Conoco Oil Company. So when the Syrians are trying to take, you know, retribution to get them out of there, do you what they are? The United States government calls them insurgents. Well, I'll be damned. You got, Syrian citizens that don't want these American Jews in over there robbing them of oil? Well, holy hell. Somebody forgot to tell them that these Jews are like God's chosen people. And I'm going to close with this one thing, because we got to go to Monica. That would be like, how would you like a Chinese base Israeli base here in Memphis, Tennessee? And a big bank, and they control all of West Tennessee. And some good old boys from Tennessee don't like that. So they try to attack and drive the Jews and or the Chinese out, but they're labeled insurgents, and they're machine gunned down. That's the same damn thing. You know, I'm so sick. You talk about the hypocrisy, the insanity, the arrogance. There's never been a country on the face of the earth since the Garden of Eden that has such damn arrogant hypocrisy is the United States of America. And I tell you what, I spit on that stinking Yankee flag. I curse that stinking Yankee flag. My God, I tell you what, I wish a damn earthquake would come and hit the Solomon Potomac and the damn Washington, D.C. would fall 100,000 feet into the ground below the earth into a boiling, raging river of hot lava. I can't remember the rest of my outline. That'll get us going right there. So, Sister Monica, I'll just pass the torch over to you, sister.
Oh, Eddie, that's pretty hard to follow. Yeah. Oy, oy, oy. Okay. This thing called ritual defamation. We're in a war. That's pretty obvious to many of us, although there's a lot of people out there who have no clue that we are actually in I didn't even use to call it a hot war because I thought that would be, you know, what you call it when there's bombs and guns. But it's a hot war because our enemy is actively killing us, trying to kill us and killing us. Like, it's kind of a slow kill. And some of their weapons, we need to understand what their weapons are in order to be able to survive and thrive and fight this war. And so one of these weapons that they have, like, it's psychological warfare is how they have achieved this state of affairs where many people don't even recognize that we are in a war. And yet that is what is going on. So it says psychological warfare. One of those particular weapons, it's called ritual defamation. Now, I never knew anything about that until after I did my little video called "Sorry, Mom, I Was Wrong About the Holocaust." It's just a 6-minute apology to my mom. My brother likes to say, "Gee, Monica, people apologize to their moms every day, and you were just in the right place at the right time, and now you're famous." So anyway, this little apology went viral, you know, 6-minute video, got me 10 months in jail, but it also got me something else. It got me some expertise in this thing called ritual defamation. Now, it's really important that we talk about these things, this being one of their weapons, because I think in being aware of this weapon that they employ to keep their lies, to keep their narrative going, if we have awareness of it, it gives us immunity against being so terribly affected by it. Okay, so there's this fellow, just to give an example, this came across my desk yesterday, a fellow in Austria, and I'd never heard of him before, but he was one of the most outspoken critics of the, you know, the COVID new, you know, the so-called vaccine and whatnot. And yet, you know, reading this article about him says he wasn't even sort of, on the whole, he wasn't against vaccinations, but he was pro sort of natural immunities. He's written several books. He's a musician as well. He just seems like one of the nicest guys, like, just reading this article, and he has YouTubes of some of the music he does. And wow, it just seems like a really, really a great guy. I think he was in his 40s, and he was starting to be more and more frantic in his messages to friends saying, "They're killing me, like they're killing me, like with this anti-Semitism, these labels." They're basically, they were causing him to become alienated from his community. The article, interestingly enough, says that he used to actually fight against anti-Semitism. I mean, it sounds like he was one of these fellows that was just himself probably very much indoctrinated in certain parts of our history and whatnot. And so he was being a good guy. He was trying to seek fairness for everybody. And of course, if he believed some of the lies told about our history, then yeah, he would have been fighting against anti-Semitism. And then all of a sudden he's labeled an anti-Semitic guy himself because he's going against these COVID things, these injections and whatnot. Anyway, they pretty much destroyed him. He destroyed his reputation, destroyed his standing within his community. And the end result was he's dead. And I guess what I need to look into it further, but by these accounts, he committed suicide. So, okay, let's say if more people were aware of this thing called ritual defamation, and that we let these labels, instead of trying to defend ourselves from them, say, "No, no, I'm not anti-Semitic," or "No, I'm not racist," or "No, I'm not this," "No, I'm not that." If we understand, and I hear the music, so we'll carry on from there after the break.
Dang, time flies. Sister Monica is going to be right. I'm so glad you're here tonight, Sister Monica. We'll be right back, folks.
Presented pursuing liberty, using the Constitution as our guide. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
USA News, I'm Dave Collins. Search and rescue operations are underway in western Mississippi, where a large tornado has killed over 20 people. Eldridge Walker, mayor of Rolling Fork, Mississippi, talks about his home's damage.
Well, at my home, half of the roof is blown off and it's raining in my home. But more importantly, I'm out on foot now, walking my community. There's a lot of damage that has taken place here, a lot of homes damages.
Mississippi's governor declaring a state of emergency. Authorities in Mississippi fear the death toll will rise. Dozens of people were also injured. The devastating tornado swept through the state last night. Search and rescue teams, they're hoping to find survivors. About 100,000 power customers are without power across Mississippi, Alabama, and Tennessee. Officials say one person was pulled from the rubble alive following an explosion at a Pennsylvania chocolate factory. At a morning news conference, officials in West Reading confirmed two people were killed, five others remaining missing after an explosion at the R.M. Palmer chocolate factory destroyed most of the building. One resident felt the effects of the blast.
I heard a loud noise, like a roaring sound, and then I felt the room, the house shake.
Video of the blast shows the building exploding like a bomb went off. At least seven people were taken to area hospitals in unknown condition. Two migrants have been found dead in a Texas rail car. The Border Patrol says 13 others were rescued after being found inside a freight car east of Uvalde. Patrol officers found the migrants after receiving a call from inside the train saying they needed help. The so-called permitless carry bill is on its way to the Florida Senate. The House approved the bill Friday on the mostly party line 76-32 vote. The bill would end background checks, training, and fees for a concealed carry weapons license in Florida. This is USA News.
Greece is cheap.
But the airfare costs a fortune.
Paris?
Not much closer, and again, airfare...
What about Puerto Vallarta?
Let's face it, flying anywhere is just too expensive.
Wait, what's this? Low-cost airlines.
With one call to low-cost airlines, you'll drastically slash your travel costs. We're talking insanely low airline prices to any of your favorite destinations. Where would you like to go? London, Rome, Costa Rica, Australia?
Wow, that's cheap.
So why wait? Call now to learn how crazy cheap it is to fly anywhere in the U.S. or international. Our prices are so low, we can't publish them. The only way to get them is to call to instantly hear the most amazing best deals on airline travel. It's that easy. So call now and start packing.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
I gave you power, huh? Let me tell you something, boy. If I did give you power, you got nothing. Nobody gives you power. Real power is something you take.
Boy, old Jock Ewing was right. I tell you what, if there was ever a truer statement than that, I'll never know what it was. I mean, real power, you have to take it. And like I said, freedom, you have to take it. There's going to be no voting your way out of this crap. There's going to be no civility. The civility crap is not going to get it. Back to you, Sister Monica.
Yeah, I'll just finish up with the thought. Just before the break, I was starting to talk about these labels. These are weaponized labels, the labels of anti-Semitic or racist or bigoted or all these things that they are meant to shut down our ability to think straight anymore. They put little gates up into our brains that disconnects the parts of our brains from, you know, we can't put our thoughts together anymore because we have been so trained to react to these labels in a Pavlovian manner. Like it's a conditioned response. And so many people, they'll spend oodles of money and time and energy and effort to clean their name from a label once they've been labeled. And I say that as soon as you start to try to invest your energy into clearing your name of this label anti-Semitic, you've already lost. Instead, you've already lost. You see, so instead we need to just either let it
double
run
down.
Off. Yeah, well, let it run off. First of all, let the sting or whatever the effect that's meant to it's meant to have on you, let it run off your back like water off a duck's back, right? You can even say things like "Thank you for noticing," and then carry on. Or you could tell the people, you know, if we all understood the lies and crimes of the Jews, then we would all be obliged to be anti-Semitic, whatever that term. I mean, it's a misappropriated term to begin with. Because the Semitic people, that's, you know, that's the Palestinians, that's people that speak a certain language, or it's a language group, I guess. But anyway, we all know what they're talking about when they're throwing that label at us. It's a weaponized label. So if we understood those things, and if we understood this ritual defamation process, that what purpose it's supposed to serve, it's supposed to keep us from studying and learning the truth, and it keeps their lies, their narrative going. And so, Eddie, I think you had some things there in front of you that you wanted to just read, just so that give the microphone back to you here.
Well, thank you, dear sister, dear precious sister. Thank you. I have in my hand the March-April 2023 Barnes Review, a very excellent publication. And it just happened they interviewed dear sister Monica. And I'm going to read part, so bear with me, people. Some things need to be read. It's called Sister Monica Was the Victim of Ritual Defamation Campaign, and because she violated a particular taboo in some way. Well, this article says that the concept of ritual defamation is perhaps best explained by Laird Wilcox, an American political researcher and writer. In 1990, Wilcox wrote a timeless article explaining the concept of a great ritual. A great detail. He wrote a timeless article explaining the concept in great detail. Okay, he says, the practice of ritual defamation, how values, opinions, and beliefs are controlled in democratic societies. All right, he goes on to say, I'm skipping on down, defamation, here we go, says that neither follows any, it doesn't necessarily have to follow any prescribed religious or mystical doctrine, nor is it embracing any particular scripture. It is ritual, here's where it starts now. It is ritualistic because it follows a predictable stereotype pattern that embraces a number of elements as in a ritual. Here we go. The victim of a ritual defamation, I'm going to read that again. The victim of a ritual defamation campaign must have violated a particular taboo in some way, usually by expressing or identifying with a forbidden attitude, opinion, or belief. In Sister Monica's case, in this article, this guy says in Sister Monica's case, who's interviewing her, says her open denunciation and refutation of the official Holocaust story was a taboo, and that is the number one taboo in the world, folks. That's my emphasis added. It was violated. That taboo was violated. And a taboo is basically anything that is not socially acceptable to say, mention, or do. Enforced through false, and this is how they do it. I've had this happen to me. It's enforced through social shaming. It bounces off me like throwing like a handful of sawdust off of a charging elephant. And through social shaming and negative social repercussions. And I wrote up here on the top of this page, the cancel culture. They'll cancel your butt in a heartbeat. Okay. Monica accurately noted that is what ritual defamation is all about. She said that preventing people from breaking taboos. And in modern Western societies, questioning or disputing the official Holocaust is the greatest taboo out there. And it most certainly is. It most certainly is. But that's pretty much what it is. These people, they will lie about your character, they will defame your character, and they will cancel you. This is kind of a new thing in probably the past 10 years. I've had it happen to me. That you won't be able to call anyone. You can't text them. They blocked your calls. They blocked your texts. They kicked you off of Facebook. They will shun you in public. That's happened to me all the time. And you know what? I revel in it. I'm going to tell you one of the solutions I do before we go to other solutions at the end of the show if we have time. I'm a runner. And I've run with some groups as high as 300 people for the St. Jude Heroes. And I know a bunch of them have canceled me out, and they hate the sight of me because I don't hate myself. I love, dear God, I love this so much. I love to get right in the middle of them, right in the middle before I run. And I get in their face and laugh, just and smile and talk to them like I think that they love me to death when I know they hate my guts. And they want to spit on me. But do you know why they don't do it? Because they have no courage. They're a bunch of stinking, rotten, brainwashed cowards. And I think they're probably, according to the psychiatrist of McDonald, who wrote the book, America, what's the title of that book? United States of Fear. He wrote a book called The United States of Fear. And he said these people, like these mask wearers and people that violate these taboos, they're addicted to fear. They have to, nowadays they're calling it fear porn. But in other words, I told Sister Monica before I shut up, I double down. When they do that to me, I like to go where I know they hang out, and I like to get right in the middle of it and just screw up their little conversations. If I was a dog, I would go and hike my leg and piss on them. Anyway, back to you, Sister Monica.
That's great. Well, those people that you were talking about, Alfred, he created this great meme while he was in jail, and he drew a snake that was... The head of the snake was eating the tail, so it was in a circular way there, and then there were worms that were attached to the belly of the snake, and he would call those people, like the ones you just described, who are very cowardly, but yet they don't like you just because you don't agree with the mainstream narrative of things, right? That's probably what it is. And they're spineless worms, and they're attached to the belly of the snake, the snake being the Jews.
Yes.
And the Jews, and he drew this with the head eating the tail. So in other words, they're eating themselves up, which they do. Whenever they've been in the situation where they think they've got it all made, and in their end game, so to speak, they actually eat themselves up. They do a lot of own goals. They make a lot of mistakes, which they're doing. So anyway, that's kind of the description of that. But understanding this gives us the strength to do kind of like what you do, is just go right in the center of it and smile right in their faces as if they do love you. Like, this is what I did in Jasper, actually. I walked and smiled at people and said hello and greeted them just friendly and jovial. And basically you're showing that you don't have horns growing out of the top of your head, although maybe sometimes that would be useful. But and you're not afraid of them. You see, this is the thing that absolutely takes the wind out of their sails when in their, you know, how they're treating us, is they see that if we don't have fear, they actually kind of become, they shrivel up, they shrink down, they shrivel up. It's like they themselves are afraid at that point or something like that. I don't know. But anyway, I don't think I mentioned the name of this fellow in Austria, and it's very important that I do if people want to look this up. Clemens Arvey. So the last name is spelled Arvay, and his first name is Clemens, Clemens. And yeah, this, it's just a story that, you know, we all like to...
That's so sad.
We have community where we try to do the right thing, and so we do care about our reputation and how people think of us. And then if we don't understand the full picture, then when they start smearing us, that can be devastating. But if we understand the full picture, it's not devastating. Then we know that, oh, you see, we're on the right track. And in fact, they're proving that we have the truth on our side because they have nothing else other than their smear campaign. They can't refute our words, you see. So that's why I do like to talk about this, or it's important to understand their weapons. And I do hear the music again.
Be right back, folks.
Have you ever had great honey? No, I mean really good, all-natural, raw honey. Well, now you can, thanks to localhoneyman.com. We can ship out our locally made honey all across the U.S. So don't worry, you won't miss out. Plus, Local Honeyman has so many different flavors, like Utah Wildflower, High Desert Delight, Happy Valley, and Blackberry, just to name a few. So purchase your delicious raw honey today at localhoneyman.com.
Do you treasure your liberty? Well, at LovingLiberty.net, we most certainly do. And we want to help protect your liberty too. Become part of the family. Everyone knows that the core of any society is the family. Therefore, the government should foster and protect the integrity of its family, we the people. Won't you join us as a Loving Liberty sponsor to help us promote the principles in the 5,000-year leap? Let's restore the miracle that changed the world at LovingLiberty.net.
This is Attorney Jason Ruff, General Counsel of the Knights Party based out of Harrison, Arkansas, and proud supporter of Blood River Radio. I, like you, am concerned about the destruction of our beloved America and our racial kindred people and our cherished liberties. As an individual and as a nation, liberty is what we seek. Liberty is important. It is what allows us to be independent, and if properly used, liberty allows us to fully worship God in all areas of life. And with that worship comes more liberty. We are on the verge of anarchy in this country, and personal liberty is looked upon as a crowning achievement of the people. However, Christianity and white law and order is viewed as the enemy of this newfound freedom, and that is why it is under attack. Learn more by listening to Blood River Radio every Saturday from 4 to 6 p.m.
In the morning. Smells like victory.
God, I love the smell of napalm. I really can't say that because it's some bad juju. But I do like to smell hellfire and brimstone when we're preaching here. But anyway, folks, we're going right back. Sister Monica has this new thing. It's technical, so you know that weeds me out because I'm a technical dumb as a stump. But she has this new channel she wants to tell you people about. Go ahead, Sister Monica. Tell us all about that new channel.
Well, I share that with you that I'm really not very technically savvy, but I did finally just get my own channel on a platform, one of these media platforms. It's the Odyssey.com platform. Many people will be familiar with that because you can find lots of videos on Odyssey that you're not going to find on YouTube anymore, because YouTube a few years ago, they just basically cleansed, you know, they wash scrubbed that whole platform from anything that might be anti-Semitic or something like that. So various channels or platforms began Odyssey. So I have a channel there. It's just look up my name. Go to odyssey.com, then put in my name, Monica Schaefer, and I've only uploaded 3 videos so far. The first one is called Love Your People, and I very deliberately uploaded that first. It was created by a fellow named Julian Lee in about 2012, and I have to say it's still one of my favorite videos on this subject of race, I guess you could say. It's called Love Your People. It's beautiful. I would highly recommend people to watch that 12-minute video and re-upload it. Put it everywhere. Just put it everywhere. Like, I had a hard time finding it online again, and I was happy that I still had it on a hard drive somewhere so that I was able to upload it. Since then, I have found that other people did have it, but there you go. And so, the third of the videos that I have up there, it's a interview with the woman who has translated my book into French. So it has already been translated into French, which is just, it's fantastic. So I'm really happy about that. And so that is available, and and I think you wanted to talk about some things yourself. You had solutions and whatnot. Maybe I'll pipe in on something there if something comes into my head. Thank you.
Well, thank you, ma'am. Thank dear sister. Yes, you know, speaking of political prisoners, I'm ashamed because you know what? It's been a long time since we named the political prisoners to pretty much dearest to my heart. Our brothers who are still rotting in jail in the state of Virginia from, they were prisoners from the Battle of Charlottesville. That was August the 12th of 2017. I was up there with some of my brothers, and we're very lucky that we didn't get, prosecuted, prostituted, you might say. But we have, I don't know how many, but we still get this, people. It's coming up on, what is that, 18, 19, 21, 22, over 5 years. since the Battle of Sharpsville, the worst thing any of those guys did, they hit a nig in the nose in a fair fight. These feral blacks followed us into the parking garage. I got kind of lost and went to McIntyre Park, but I went to the wrong parking garage at first. And luckily I had a suit on it or these fancy clothes, and the Antifa didn't recognize me. But anyway, it was a big fight out in this garage, and not one black got in any trouble. But it was fisticuffs, and we have a bunch of folks, I don't know, 5, 6, 8 people, they're still in prison for malicious injury. So I'd also like you people to keep our political prisoners that are in jail from the Battle of Sharpsville. One of them was only 18 years old when he was locked up that I know of. I think one of them was probably younger than that. In fact, we interviewed a couple of them. Several of them we interviewed on the radio show that night, after the battle. Anyway, I'm going to go with some solutions. And it's going to be kind of hot for some of you folks, maybe. But listen, I want to ask you, we need to stop reacting every time the Jew World Order throws out one of their little manufacturer problems like COVID or like the so-called bank crash, which just recently happened. We need to stop reacting to every little thing. The war in the Ukraine, the so-called climate change. Instead of reacting to that, each and every one of these crises, what we need to do is we need to recognize that these things, these each individual attacks, be it COVID crisis, be it the wide open border, be it knocking us off of Facebook, knocking us off where we can't get donations. Name your crisis. We need to recognize that those are the flies coming off of the dead chicken. If we don't, let's don't focus on trying to fight every little battle. Let's don't, instead of trying to fight, oh, we're going to resist taking this COVID vaccine to the last drop of our blood. Even if we get fired, we're not going to take it. We're going to try to figure out ways to get around taking the vaccine. We're going to try to figure out ways to keep from losing all of our money when the Federal Reserve goes to a digital currency. We're going to try to figure out ways how to get groceries. No, what we have to do is realize that the solution lies in identifying the enemy. You can't win a battle without identifying the enemy. We have to identify the enemy.
Hear, Eddie. That is just so important. And I just have to emphasize the importance of that. And I am talking about that all the time. We have to be able to name our enemy. How can we fight in a war if we don't know who our enemy is? Okay, carry on.
It's impossible.
Please.
It's to do it. And I have so many friends, they'll talk around, they go around the world, they talk about every damn thing there is except the damn enemy. The enemy has to be identified, then the enemy has to be destroyed. Because I'm telling you, people, it's either us or them. It's either, I'll repeat that, it's the enemy, they're out to kill us, they want to kill us, they put it in plain writing, it's Harvard professors. Professor from Yale. Go ahead, Sister Monica.
I just want to interject something. I kind of
thought
about not talking about this video, but so far I have 3 videos on my channel. And the second one, I didn't say anything about it because I didn't want to draw attention to it, because I have since gotten in trouble with one of our patriots, because she tells me that guy that interviewed Alfred and myself, he's a Jew and he's controlled opposition, and basically they lure people like us into talking with them because it makes them look good and gives them a platform. And under that video, I'm only going to mention it because now, of course, I'm advertising it, but under that video, there are some good comments from DD18. She is actually the woman who translated my book into French, but she puts links to a video there, a really good video about controlled opposition. And see, this is part of what we have to educate ourselves about, how our enemy operates. They infiltrate everything. They infiltrate all our organizations and groups, and we need to get better at figuring that out. And I mean, okay, so am I going to beat myself up now for having made that mistake? No, I think I'll just move on from that, learn from it, recognize you know, follow your gut instincts. And that another case of should have followed my gut instincts. So anyway, just saying that, adding that to a list of things that we just need to learn about these things, like what is controlled opposition? What are gatekeepers? What are moles? What are, you know, all this language that I learned since after waking up about what's going on in the world. Go ahead, Eddie.
Well, we learned, as long as we're living, we're going to keep learning, Sister Monica. If anyway, yeah. We have to destroy the enemy. They are out to kill us. There's no getting out of this. Here's the next hot list. We need to make a list of our main enemies. Then we can. Then here's how we're going to do it. We have to convene a grand jury of good old boys, militia, posse, whatever you call it, on a county level, which would make it look at least the color of law. And we got to go get them. And who are they? They are the people of Davos, the World Economic Forum, the Bilderbergers, the Fortune 500 heads, many members of Congress, many members of Parliament, the Jewish Knesset. I know that's, what do they call it? What's that thing? Rebellion or whatever, or treason. But like Patrick Henry said, if it be treason, then by God, let's make the best of it. That's what it has to do. That's what we have to do. And we have to arm ourselves. We have to, here's the big thing right here. We've got to stop using the king's money. When these stinking Jews at the Federal Reserve say, we're going to call in all your dollars, we're going to call in all your currency, there will be no way to use any type of currency except this Federal Reserve digital coin. When you acquiesce to that, they can track these Jews at the Fed. They'll track every purchase you make. They'll be able to track where you made the purchase, even what brand, down to the last detail. They can control what you purchase. We cannot do that. We have to tell them to stick it, and we have to go get them people, because I'm telling you what, if we don't go get these people and bring them to trial and do whatever it takes, and I'm saying after they give them their trial, we have to tell them, go up there, climb those stairs, and see the man in the black hood. We've got to get rid of these people, or they're going to get rid of us. You know what? If they come get me for that, that's it. That's what we have to do. Because, look, we're on the verge of all-out nuclear war. And it's not the Chi-Coms in the Ukraine with tanks. It's the United States. Britain have sent tanks into the Ukraine. They're sending deactivated uranium shells, fighter planes. They've crossed every single red line that the Russians put up there. And get this, the arrogant hypocrisy, these sons of bitches, now they're warning China. We can't prove it, but we think you're sending deadly weapons into Russia. Well, you arrogant, hypocritical, satanic, Satan-worshipping lunatics, we're going to get rid of you. We're not going to let you stamp us out. You're not going to replace us. You're not going to exterminate us. We're going to come after your asses. That's what it's going to take. White men, you have to get some balls. You've got to get some courage, or you're going to friggin' die. Don't tell me, we're going to turn these people loose. Here's why I get so sick and tired of hearing. If you get too hot, if you tell the truth too much, you're going to turn all these people against you. Who in the hell doesn't know this already? We're appealing to the people that are going to help us. We're appealing to the hardest of the hardcore. The 97% that sat on their ass and didn't lift a finger during the first revolution. And it's 97 that they're the same worthless coward bastards. They're the same descendants of those people. Quit wasting time on them. Well, that's the solutions, people. If anybody would like to help me do it, I would love to try to organize some of you folks, because it's got me, the longest journey starts with one step.
I better stop because we're about to run out of time.
Go ahead, Sister
Monica. I just want to add, take your children out of the public school system. They're going after the young people. There's a reason they go after young people. I mean, they're turning those boys into ball-less, like they've de-balled the men. And this is very deliberate. So the young people, that's what they're going after. And we need to protect the young people from their poison.
Yes, and if you know what, if these men don't protect these young people, then they need to burn in hell, the coward sons of bitches. Don't go anywhere, Sister Monica. I need to talk to you during the break. People, we'll be right back. We're going to transition to the second hour. We're going to pick up Big Sister, Big Sister Nancy Hitt and My Brother Gene, the Bitter Ender Andrews. Be right back, folks.